Here's a story of a space mystery. How did a tiny hole end up in the hull of a Russian module that's attached to the International Space Station? NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
Leroy Chow is a former NASA astronaut who was once commander of the station. He says living up there in an outpost that's bigger than a house, one of the things you worry about is your precious air leaking out into space.
The structure will creak a little bit. So as soon as we hear a noise, you know, we would rush over to the very sensitive pressure gauge to make sure that the pressure was holding.
The pressure gauge registered a minute drop in pressure last week, not serious enough for NASA to wake up the sleeping crew, but still. Once the crew got up, they went on a hunt.
Houston Station on one, how copy?
Loud and clear on one.
Alexander Gerst, an astronaut from the European Space Agency, told Mission Control that they found a 2-millimeter-wide hole in the hull of a Russian spacecraft that's attached to the station. They could hear air being sucked out. He first stuck his finger over it to plug it up, then slapped heavy-duty tape on the hole.
So my finger is released here?
What he saw did not look like a tiny meteorite impact.
It looks more like a drill hole. There's actually some tool chaffing from maybe a drill head around it.
The crew later fixed it with epoxy. But how did this hole get there? Was it a blunder that a worker who built the capsule tried to patch up? Or some kind of sabotage on the ground or in space? Leroy Chow says it's a real head-scratcher.
I'm going to be interested to see what finally comes out of this. It's a little mysterious that this would be a hand-drilled hole.
Speculation is so rampant that the Russian space agency has just asked the press to stop running what it called unverified information from anonymous sources. It's investigating and will issue a report later this month. A NASA spokesperson said the agency is confident that their Russian partners will identify the cause. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.